Coach, SEC is always a fast meet. Talk about this competition level and what you expect out of this one.
It's more like a fast war. It'll be just like before, Steve. It's the best conference meet in the country. I know I'm a little bit biased, but even other coaches from other conferences view this one as almost on the ridiculous side, how it gets. But I always say I think the competition and competitiveness from football just trickles on down everywhere, you know, any sport. And even on the women's side, I think we had, you may know better than I, then we had three out of the top four at NCAA. So it's a mini NCAA championships. And the men's, we will have, you know, certainly Auburn, certainly Tennessee, certainly Georgia, certainly Florida, you know, in the top 10. And so it's going to be something else.
And you mentioned last year that with the expansion, a fast meet got even faster. Having that meet under your belt now with C finals, things like that,
yeah.
What do you expect in regards to that this year?
Well, I think it's sort of like the same. We'll just have a lot of fast swims, and you'll see people making NCAA championships from the B final. Maybe even someone from the C final has a bad morning swim. But I wasn't for expansion. You know, Missouri and Texas A&M are great programs. they're great coaches and great programs. So it really made our conference championship a lot better, a lot deeper. And it's also a little bit more complicated because the scoring's a little bit different. You're scoring, you know, 24 rather than 16. And I'd say on the men's side, I think Florida's a pretty good favorite there. And I think on the women's side, certainly A&M's right there. Tennessee, Florida, and us. And I might be even slighting somebody. Auburn. I mean, they're good as heck. And Auburn's men are real good, I think. And you know, Tennessee's and ours. And Missouri's got some great individuals, too. It's sort of a little bit of quality depth that's going to tell the tale, I guess. But I think it's just going to be competitive. It's in a great pool, great complex. People love coming here. And it's now a five-day war rather than four. Right. So, but we do the, you know, two relays, the 200 medley and the 800 free relay on Tuesday, and that sort of warms, gets the blood flowing a little bit, and then we sort of go from there. But it'll be fun, and we need, it's an important meet other than just winning it or trying to win it. It's really just about swimming fast and trying to make as many people qualify or get as many people qualified for NCAA championships so you can do well at the end.
And a different dynamic for you guys playing host. What are the pros and cons of being the host school for this championship?
The pros are that you don't have to travel. You know the pool well. And the cons are none that I can think of.
So, good answer.
Yeah, I love it. I love hosting. I love, and I think it impacts two things. I think it's nice being able to host, and I think it's nice because when you go away for NCAA championships, you already haven't taken time away already one time. I think it's a helpful. Anyhow, I think it's a plus, win, win, win.
And yeah. You mentioned the facility itself. I mean, it's got to be a point of pride to have your SEC counterparts come in and say, here's our place.
It's a good place. And yeah. It's, you know, we've been in it for a while, since 1995, and it doesn't look any different than it did in 95. And it's a beautiful facility. It's large enough, but also compact enough where you get the feeling of you're in an arena. And that really helps fast swimming. So I think it's the perfect pool.
Perfect. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, Jack.
Sounds good. Thanks.